Hey guys, welcome back to Guns and Gadgets. You should know the man, the myth, the legend. This is TJ, Bear Independent, the man, the myth, the legend, over here at Grindstone Ministries. I'm here at the FOB where they're taking donations and sending them to people who are stuck in the mountains. I'm going to let the man who is here on the ground talk to you about that here in a second. But guys, he doesn't even know I'm going to say this. Grindstone Ministries doesn't take a single red cent from the government or victims. It's all pro bono work off of donations like you and me. And my viewership has stepped up, my friend. I'm going to make a $30,000 donation to you, to Grindstone Ministries. Because I know you guys are crushing it. And I trust you. I love you. And I see what you're doing for my people here in Appalachia. If you live in Tennessee or Western North Carolina, they're on the ground trying to get you. If you're stuck behind enemy lines for some reason, or FEMA's trying to hold you back, they're trying to get to you. They're cutting down trees. They're rebuilding roads. They're bringing stuff up. They're airlifting stuff. They're doing everything in the Lord's possible realm to get people aid who are needing it. So that is the least I can do, my friend.
Thank you.
That will be going through today. That's why I asked them if PayPal or not. So everybody has been asking me if they can buy stuff on your wish list, which we'll be updating here momentarily on Amazon and shipping it here. You want to address that real quick?
Yeah. Well, first of all, bro, thank you.
It's the least I can do.
Wow. Yeah, we have an Amazon wish list. Go on Amazon and look. Just put in Grindstone Ministries, you'll find us. It's being updated constantly because you guys and girls are amazing. And we put stuff in there and it's immediately, you know, 100 of 100 purchased. And we're updating it as often as we can, because what we're trying to facilitate here is bringing resources in and matching those with needs. This is our 46th deployment in 5.5 years of Grindstone Ministries. Like Jared said, I don't take a dime from the government. I've never wanted to take a dime from the government. I was a FEMA contractor during Katrina. And I was like, this sucks. This is terrible. Never again. And so since then, we've done Grindstone pro bono. We don't charge the homeowner. We don't charge the municipality. We don't charge the state. We don't charge the federal government for our time. We don't bill for our volunteers' time. We're just 100% privately supported by y'all. Very small administrative overhead. We have 3 paid people on staff. We have over 60 volunteers here right now. And this is literally our first sea, air, and land deployment. We're going to get some shirts printed up that say Grindstone Seals on them. Because we've got birds in the air. We've got riverine operations going on. We've got strike teams on the ground. We're literally pushing in a road this morning. I just got back from Little Germany Road. There's now 40 souls up there. It was 42. But in the last 48 hours, there's been catastrophic loss of life due to a loss of will to live. These people are in a desperate situation. Their government is not helping them. The media is not getting this word out. There's an intentional media blackout on this situation because it is an election cycle, because FEMA has squandered the funds that should be being used to facilitate for their constituency. They're not. Entirely different conversation. We're just out here trying to be the hands and feet of the Most High, love our neighbor as ourself, and thank you so much.
It's my honor.
Thank you.
It's my honor to help you. So, before we hit record, they have a specific need for specific items as they rebuild a road. Quarries. If you own a quarry, work at a quarry, know someone who works at a quarry, drive by a quarry, we need something so that we can get to people, and I'm hoping that people can put the need of Americans over potential profit at the moment. Tell them what you need.
We're literally rebuilding roads next to existing roads that washed out because the river came 50 foot over its banks. So we need end dumps, like 10-wheeler, 6-wheeler, 10-wheeler end dumps, 18 to 20 yardish size with riprap, you know, 12 to 18 inch shot rock to start with. You can coordinate here through the FOB. Go to serve@grindstoneministries.com. Email us serve@grindstoneministries.com to coordinate. We need end dumps. We need riprap. And then we're going to need rock and dirt. Once we base out with riprap, we'll go back with rock and dirt, specifically so that we can get vehicles full of supplies into these areas. And then we can get power run back into these areas so that these people don't freeze to death in winter, which is coming here pretty quick. We need Tyvek suits. The mud, don't believe the hype. Don't believe what the government is saying. The mud is contaminated. Yes. And we are taking soil samples and passing those off to renowned soil labs around the country right now so that we have independent verification of this. I don't trust the government. So we need Tyvek suits, we need rubber boots, we need face shields, we need shovels, wheelbarrows, rakes, and if you have a mini skid steer, one of the little ride-on things, we need those desperately for mucking out these houses, because in some cases the silt, the mud, is 3 or 4 foot high, waist high. We need to get in there, get this, pull this moisture out, bare the studs on the wall so the black mold doesn't set in so these people can keep their houses.
Barrel fans.
Barrel fans. We need barrel fans, box fans, as many of those as we can get so we can aerate the space so that mold doesn't grow.
Biggins.
Biggins.
Not little ones, biggins.
Yep. And if you want to come, serve at grindstoneministries.com. If you have questions, go to grindstoneministries.com first. Go look. The op word is there. What to bring is there. What we need is there. Everything is there. And again, we're trying to update this as quickly as we can, serving more than 5,000 displaced residents out of this one FOB location here and hundreds of little towns and villages up in these hills that nobody cares about.
Yeah, it's tough. It really is. You're not seeing it on TV purposely. We're less than a month from an election, and most of the people in this affected area, let's face it, they're Republicans, and the country powers that be do better if less Republicans show up and vote. If you own a bus company, work at one, live near one.
Church vans.
It's time to start planning right now to bring people to vote. They would rather these folks not vote, and we, as a country going forward, desperately need them to vote, and maybe it'll help lift their spirits because they can be part of the system again. I got an update as well. Sawyer, famous for their water filtration systems, they're going to donate 30 group filtration systems.
Wow. Thank you.
We're all the same team. It's the least I can do. And I have one other thing I want to talk to you off camera to see if you can use, because it's kind of special, from Pulsar. Keep donating. Keep donating. You've heard that number, 30,000. You might think, well, that's all they need. They need a lot more than that. And whether you want to donate directly to my PayPal, as you have been doing, you can donate right to them on their website, grindstoneministries.com. If you have to donate through PayPal and you don't want to go and use a credit card or whatever, you can donate. He'll give you that address here in a second.
Yep.
You won't get the 501c3 paper.
So the admin at grindstoneministries.com is the email address for PayPal. Admin, A-D-M-I-N, at grindstoneministries.com on PayPal. If you donate through the website, we're a nationally registered 501c3. We have the same authority as the American Red Cross. We can go wherever we want to do, go where we want to go, do whatever we want to do. And so if you donate through the website, you will get a charitable receipt for that donation. If you're an agency, an organization, a business, and you want the tax advantage of that charitable receipt, you can do that through the website. I'm hearing helicopters fly around.
Yeah, it's busy.
Sorry if I look a little ADD right now.
No problem. Is there anything else? Boots on the ground, the guy quarterbacking stuff. What do they need? What do you need help from? Because we will help get it for you.
We need volunteers to start coming in 7 to 10 day periods, starting a week from now. And so coordinate all that through serve@grindstoneministries.com. Bring your neighborhood, bring your church group, bring your mutual assistance group, bring some guys and girls from your company. Bring people here. We need logistics experts. We need hands and feet, equipment operators, saw teams. Skid steer. We need all the things. Search and rescue, recovery teams, medical professionals, ham radio operators, because we are affecting communication with 2 meter and 70 centimeter band right now because there's no combo here. We need all these things, but we need them to come in a coordinated fashion so we're not overwhelmed for one day with 200 people and the next day we have zero.
Right.
So coordinate all that through serve@grindstoneministries.com. And then pray for these people. Please pray for these people. If you are a person of faith, lift these people up. They're hurting so bad that they are now checking out. That they just can't take it anymore. And that's a tragedy. This storm is a tragedy, but the unnecessary loss of life is even more of a tragedy. And that's why we're literally fighting. We're operating behind enemy lines right now, running strike teams in behind the FEMA cordon in order to be able to get in and get stuff done, to go reach these people and bring them a little bit of hope, which is literally a bottle of water and some food. So lift these people up in prayer. If you're a person of faith, they need it desperately.
Guys, we can't tell you enough. Thank you for your donations. They're being put to work every day. My wife and I have done 5 runs already of goods, and I just figured it's easier if we just give you a ball of wax and you can dole it out as you see fit. But keep it coming, guys. They need it. Yeah. Appalachia loves you, brother. Thank you for
bless you, brother. We are crowdfunding the liberation of the American captivity through social media. So keep sharing. Keep sharing the memes. Keep posting. Don't be quiet about it.
All right, guys.
Bless
you. See you in the next one. Take care.